AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. U.S. commandos have mounted a rare raid into eastern Syria, killing a senior Islamic State commander in a firefight. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with reaction.
That's a very daring mission, and one they must have thought was an extremely high-value target.
Former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts, who says this is a major blow to the Islamic State group.
If you can topple the key individuals that are distributors of those revenues and their economic sort of base of support, you can actually degrade the organization quicker than if you just focused on the military component of ISIS.
No U.S. forces were killed or injured in the operation. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Federal officials want Amtrak to immediately expand use of a speed restriction system in the area of Tuesday's deadly derailment. The Federal Railroad Administration is calling on the company to use the automatic train control system for northbound trains approaching the curve where the accident happened. The system notifies the engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't respond. It's already in use for southbound trains approaching that curve. An official sentencing hearing looms for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev to formally impose the death sentence handed down by a jury yesterday. Tsarnaev will have a chance to speak at the hearing, as will survivors of the bombing. Heather Abbott lost her leg in the attack and tells the Today Show she learned Tsarnaev would be put to death on her drive home from giving a commencement address.
I couldn't help but think that Dzhokhar Tsarnaev was in the same position as those students that I met that day and had such a bright future ahead of him.
Instead, the next stop for Tsarnaev could be the same Indiana federal prison where Timothy McVeigh was executed. This is AP Radio News. This week's political radio addresses focus on trade and improving policing.
President Obama says he's traveling to Camden, New Jersey to talk to the policing community about ideas on improving their relationships with each other.
I'll highlight steps all cities can take to maintain trust between the brave law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line and the communities they have sworn to serve and protect.
Republicans use their address to push for approval of Trade Promotion Authority legislation.
We're Americans. We don't build walls to competition. We build bridges to opportunities.
Senator John McCain of Arizona. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has squared off in the boxing ring with five-time heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield. Romney, who's 68, sort of sparred with Holyfield last night in a charity fight. The two mostly danced around each other. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.